more. Visit their website, www.corporaterentacar.com. That's Corporate Rent-A-Car in Brampton. Revive Auto Collision, 416-745-2267. For all your collision repairs, scratch and dent, paint services, insurance claim. Remember, call Rick or Faisal, 416-745-2267. Or drop by at 176 Torrey York Drive, unit number 4 in Northbrook.
Bangle ke piche teri beri ke niche har piya, har ya, har piya.
Omni Law Group.
Just walk into my life. Kahe divana pan. Into my life, kahe divana pan. Tenu dil vich rakh lu jaane man. Tenu dil vich rakh lu jaane man. Tenu dil vich rakh lu jaane man. Just walk into my life, kahe divana pan. Just walk into my life, kahe divana pan. Tenu dil vich rakh lu jaane man. Tenu dil vich rakh lu jaane man. Tenu dil vich rakh lu jaane man.
छोड़ जैसे बछड़े बन जाने पर देखा करती गैया, जैसे बछड़े बन जाने पर देखा करती गैया, वैसे ही रो रो कर देखी राम लखन को मैया। माया ममता महल मोहिन सबसे नाता तोड़ चले, मुख मोड़ चले, आज हमारे राम अयोध्या छोड़ चले।
We'd like to say thank you to all those who attended the service and the funeral of the late Judy Suraj. On behalf of her children, Kavita, Kevin, they wanted to convey their thanks and appreciation to all who came out at 9 o'clock last weekend, Saturday, to bid farewell to a beautiful soul, the late Judy Suraj.
आज हमारे राम अयोध्या छोड़ चले
to Kavita and Kevin and the rest of the family. Again, we wanted to remind you that we here at Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime are indeed continuing to make supplication and beg the Almighty to give you the strength to accept this loss indeed. It's a loss for us here at this program also. She was a dear friend and a beautiful, beautiful soul indeed. She dedicated her life indeed to the health profession. As I always say, the nurses in this world are angels without wings. We continue here on this program to remember her. The next election is dedicated to her children and her loving memory. You're listening to Radio Shabnam. And it's been a while. We have to say welcome and Happy New Year to Rohit of Ritz Furniture Planet. How are you doing, my brother?
Brother, to you and the listeners, Siyaram, Sastikal, Assalamu Alaikum. And yeah, it's a Happy New Year. It's the first time in this year that I'm on air.
Well, Well, you know, we have up till a couple of weeks ago running the Boxing Day ad. What's happening now? Any new items, any new sales, any new discounts for our listeners?
Yeah, you know, in 2019, we have a lot of new variety came in. And I will encourage everybody, I will invite everybody, if you're looking for Ashley furniture, made in Canada furniture, or mattresses, please do come over. And we assure you, if you come to Ritz Furniture, you will come to buy one item, but you're going to buy four, because at Ritz Furniture, we don't sell cheap furniture at cheap prices. We try our best to buy expensive, high-end furniture, container load, so that we can give you best discounts. If you want financing, we do financing here too. We have Ashley company, like a lot of Ashley stuff on floor, mattresses, and to, you know, accessorize, like we have consoles, mirror, lamps. We carry every single thing in this showroom here.
And of course, you know, somebody was asking about layaway. I said, you know, I think they do, but I have to find out. So
yeah, we do 1 year layaway. And on top, you know, we started a new thing. If you bring us your home blueprint, we can, you know, hire somebody for you who can come to your place and tell you which color, which design to buy. And on top, again, I say, like, you know, it's not the only the quality. We tried our level best to work on the service too.
Well, you know, I always boast about, and I think people who come to your store would see that. The staff, they're very friendly. They don't force you. They don't push you. And, of course, when they hear the owner himself on this program, very friendly and warm, they would come back and say, Richard, that guy Rohit is really a nice guy. So we invite you, friends. They open 7 days a week. Drop by and visit. You could go to their website. But I urge you, if you're not doing anything, drop by. Walk, touch, feel, sit, lie on the furniture, ask the questions, and then ask for Rohit, because you'd get the special discount. Rohit, again, the address and phone number?
Ritz Furniture is located at 5200 Dixie Road. We are in Mississauga City, south of 401 Highway on Dixie Road, between AMCO and Madison Boulevard. And telephone number to reach us is 905-232-7489. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, brother, all the best to you, your dad, your mom, and the family, your wife, and the staff. All the best to Ritz Furniture Planet for 2019. Many success.
Thank you, sir.
That's our friend at Ritz Furniture Planet. Compliments Ritz Furniture Planet. Here is a Mohammed Rafi, Jabu Jabu Bahar.
मुझे तुम याद आए, मुझे तुम याद आए, जब जब बहार आई और फूल मुस्कुराए, मुझे तुम याद आए, मुझे तुम याद आए, जब जब भी चांद निकला और तारे जगमगाए, मुझे तुम याद आए, मुझे तुम याद आए। जब मेरे तराने दुनिया ने गुनगुनाए, मुझे तुम याद आए, मुझे तुम याद आए। एक प्यार और वफा की तस्वीर मानता हूँ, एक प्यार और वफा की तस्वीर मानता हूँ। तस्वीर क्या तुम्हें मैं तकदीर मानता हूँ। देखी नजर ने खुशियों, या देखे गम के साए, मुझे तुम याद आए, मुझे तुम याद आए। जाए बेवफाई मुमकिन है जिंदगानी कर जाए बेवफाई, लेकिन ये प्यार वो है जिसमें नहीं जुदाई। हो इस प्यार के फसाने जब जब जुबां पे आए, मुझे तुम याद आए, मुझे तुम याद आए। जब जब बहार आई और फूल मुस्कुराए, मुझे तुम याद आए।
Assalamu alaikum to my brother Mumtaz Ali. Hey friends, again, you know, I just wanted to remind you, coming up is a fundraiser for Irfan Ali, the recently elected presidential candidate for the PPP Civic. Now, I'm not inclined with any political party or affiliated with any such political parties, but you know, I have been around long enough now doing this radio program, and I know which religious groups are affiliated and have been with political parties over the years. And I know some of them are listening. And guys, it's really, really, really sad that you would not allow Brother Irfan to make an appearance at one of your functions, or because you're not politically, or you're not taking a stand politically. But in the past years, I remembered how many of you in this organization got so much from the previous regime, the PPP Civic, and how many of you was proud to say we can get and pick up the phone and call a minister and get things done, and you were very pleased with it. But I find it strange that all of a sudden some of you are so political conscious now. But, you know, believe it or not, the candidate for the PPP Civic has been elected, and his team and the executive is doing everything to win an election. And God blessings on him, and hopefully one day he is in the corridors of power. And he would not discriminate, because he pledged to bring a unified Guyana going to the polls. This is why I believe in Guyana, like in Trinidad, we need a change of government. and what have been happening in Venezuela, and everybody adding in their two cents and who is and who is not the leader. We are calling for free and fair election in Guyana, and seeing that the PPP has made their choice with their candidate, if you are a civic-minded and Guyanese who want to see change and bring about good change and good governance, we need to step up and stand behind this candidate. Remember, he is passing through Toronto on his way to New York, and some of the so conscious Guyanese have put together this fundraiser very quickly at 65 Rexdale Boulevard at the IMO. It's at the IMO, but it's not an IMO event. The facilities are at the IMO, and we're asking you $50 a ticket. Come out and meet, greet with Irfan Ali, the PPP Civic Presidential candidate, and Gail Tashira. $50 includes a dinner. Doors open at 6 p.m. and it's on Friday, the 1st of February. Please, I don't have a number for tickets, but I have the numbers, but not handy. And I'm was saying that if you are in the Scarborough or Brampton, Mississauga area, I can get you numbers closer to you where tickets could be delivered or make arrangement to have your ticket at the door. All right, so I know there are other events that was carded on the same day. This was a little bit unfortunate because we wasn't able to control the election. We wasn't able to control. When I say we, I'm not part of the organizing committee, but I know the people who are trying so hard to pull this together, and I'm stepping up and lending my support. So please, if you'd like to get tickets, call me and I'll put you in touch with the right people. Telephone number again, 416. They call me 832-7293. 416-832-7293. By the way, those of you who love this segment where Richard comes on and play all kind of music that he likes, I dip into the Abdulaziz treasure chest and bringing out some oldies of the evergreens, as they're called. Well, if you like the oldies, and even if you're not from that period, I'm sure you're going to be flooded with really nice memories. So get set, settle in, and listen and enjoy. Ready? I'm guaranteeing you. And listen, by the way, if you like the music and if in some way it touched you or moved you, give me a call. It doesn't hurt. I say, hi, Richard, I like the song. So I would know if I should continue. I want to hear from you. 416-620-1778. All politics and things aside, Richard is going to play you some music now for your listening pleasure. You know, by the way, it sounds even better if you have a nice hot cup of tea or coffee with you. Ready? Here we go. Bring you familiar hits and bringing back some warm memories on Shabnam Radio.
की मोहब्बत को दिल से बचपन की मोहब्बत को दिल से न जुदा करना, जब याद मेरी आए मिलने की दुआ करना।
Hope you enjoy that. Let me see if I can grab this caller. Hello.
How are you, bro?
I'm good.
Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, how are you doing? Give me a minute, my brother. I just want to quickly read this announcement. The Sri Krishna Sudama Mandir annual dance is taking place on Saturday the 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Vasco da Gama Cultural Center in Brampton at 25 Fisherman Drive in Brampton. Tickets are $30, kids 5 and under, absolutely free. For more information, call Pandit Vishnu at 647-224-3000. That's an easy number. So 647-224-3000. Now it's a small flyer. I don't know if it's not 3000. It looked like 3009. So hope that's right. Let me give you another number for tickets just in case that's a misprint. We have Sunita at 416-670-0231. 416-670-0231. And again, that's the Sri Krishna Sudama Mandir, and it's on January 26th at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $30, okay? So call any members at the Sri Krishna Sudama Mandir. I'm sure they'll be able to put you in touch. We also heard from my buddy Naresh Peter of Corporate Car Rental. He will be coming out at the Islamic at the IMO to support the presidential candidate. Thank you for calling and confirming. We'll get you a number to get your tickets. So, Patrick, what's happening, my man?
Mr. Richard, thank you for taking my call there, buddy. Anyway, as just as you were mentoring about Irfan Ali being elected for the PPP candidate,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll give my 2 cents to the discussion there. But if you remember the years ago when Donald Ramuchar was running for the PPP party, Bharat Jagdeo said he is not going to back any candidate. And the last week, he endorsed Ramuchar. What happened to him? They're screwed. Now he goes in the party telling the people how to make their vote. He didn't tell them who to vote for, but he tell them toe the line. It's not about Irfan. Irfan Ali is a good guy. I know him personally. But 90% of the people that I have spoke with would have preferred Anil to be the presidential candidate. But because of Bharat's influence in the PPP party, he is the one who navigate that ship to go that way. And if the PPP lost that election towards anybody else, the entire Guyanese community and the people should hold Bharat responsible for that, because he is the one. Guyana is not ruled by Muslim, Christian, or Hindu. It is ruled by the man who is the fittest person for the job.
Well, you know,
and it's not about religious thing. I endorsed Irfan now because the ship has gone over the falls. You can't change that. But I hold Bharat Jagdeo responsible for everything good or bad in that government from today on.
Well, let's hope that we would have something to celebrate and wish him and lift him up and say,
yeah, I wish
good
him
job.
All the best. But so we can't change the vote now. We have to go cut our nose and vote for Irfan Ali and the PPP party, though we don't like them. What is better? PNC back in power again to screw the entire Guyanese population? No. But Bharat has to realize the PPP party is not his football or his organization that he can command people what he likes.
Well, you know, it wasn't up for discussion, and I was just in this last half hour of the program mellowing out. But having you on the program, adding your 2 cents, you know, I myself, Bharat Jagdeo had said previously, even if whoever is the candidate that was elected, they would call him Bharat Jagdeo puppet. He said that. He said the same was said about him, that it was Dr. Jagan, that Bharat Jagdeo was Dr. Jagan puppet. And it's something that you can't get away from. Now, what has happened recently, I myself thought Nandalal was going to be, because he started acting like the president. He was looking and talking presidential. He was a good fit, I believe. But I am not in the party. I'm not sure what some of the positive or negative that the executive saw and thought, and why the 35 members voted the way they did. However, I can tell you this much, that I know for certain one of the candidates went out a week before and said that this party cannot, there would never be nothing but a Hindu president in Guyana.
I agree with you.
And that was said.
I know that issue too.
That was said, and they were asked to step down. Now, they had no reason. They had to. They swallowed it. They owned it. They said it. They accepted. Now, when things like this are done, and other people might have other baggages that the public is not aware of, we don't know what happened. So we are not here. Like you said, towing the line and supporting the candidate that is duly elected is what I believe we should be doing now, because when we show fear and separation is where the opposition, and when other parties and other people within the party, which they are right now disgruntled and upset, and rightly so, but they need to come together now and quickly fix it. I haven't seen Nandalal come out and endorse Irfan. You know, he's probably hurt, yes. But
ten more of them also. All the old stalwart of the party, all the old stalwart of the PP party from inception, they're the ones who are backlining and give the Bharat a chance to screw it again.
And let me tell you, a bunch of hypocrites. Even right here in Toronto, members of their party group up here. I mean, they're doing as if they carry so much weight here in Canada. And they're refusing to do this, and they're refusing to do embossing style. But when you see Bharat Jagdeo, they went tongue. Oh God, come and let me drink in my house. Let me go here and eat. Let me carry you here. Come
I
in my Mercedes.
Sheep and wolf.
Boy, and it's the disgusting. And I am telling you that, you know, at the end of the day, this is the norm. But when you see so people blatantly playing two sides, it's disgusting. And anyway, but Patrick, boy, you and I, we share the same view and opinion on most topics. But I am here to say there's an event taking place. And you know, there was another religious, so-called religious, because they claim they're not religious to say, but they're doing some good charitable work in Guyana. And, they doesn't want to endorse, or seems to be endorsing or having any affiliation with this candidate. Because, we are not political. But I bet you when they reach in power, they're quick to run and ask and want to be...
to get all the benefits.
Yeah.
I do agree with you for the... What happened now, and the last comment is... It's done. It's Irfan Ali, presidential candidate. You like him or not, you take your pick. The PNC party or Irfan Ali, call it that as is. That's what you got to face.
Okay, Mamu. So here what? Me and you going to the dinner.
Thank you.
Case closed. All right.
Right, you. I buy you tickets.
I need a bodyguard.
Thanks again. Have a good day.
Take care, brother. Well, as we continue the music, we didn't mean to call. But, you know, Patrick is one of those civic-minded people. And again, listen, when he speaks, he doesn't hold back. He tells you as it is. He speaks. And I don't edit or caution people. I mean, once you don't use obscene language on this program, we're ready. We could have you on anytime. But, when you see and smell hypocrisy, gosh, it's something I can't live with. But that's just me. But here's what. We're talking about music, and here's another. Ready for this one? Another nice one. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Richard. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Brother Roy, how are you doing?
Hi, Brother Roy. How are you doing?
Good program, man. Enjoying your music. Keep the good work up. Oh,
okay, so let me play a next nice tune for that. Hey, Ralph, I hope you like this one. And thank you for calling all those who call and text. Thank you.
Murli baja, sun sun murli ko nache jiya. Murli wale, murli baja, sun sun murli ko nache jiya. आज मेरा डोले है मन हो रह रह के आज मेरा डोले है मन हो डोले है मन जाने ना प्रीत मेरे भोले सजन हो जाने ना प्रीत मेरे भोले सजन कैसे छुपाऊं हाय दिल की लगन हाय दिल की लगन कैसे छुपाऊं हाय दिल की लगन हाय दिल की लगन मौसम प्यारा ठंडी हवा दिल मिल जाए वो जादू जगा
Well, a little bit of magic in the place. Well, we have a greetings for Keza Suku. Keza, brother Keza, I hope you are listening and greetings are coming to you. We understand he's all the way in Scarborough. And guess what? Who turned 96? Okay, I don't understand this. Okay. It should read, greetings to, Mr. and Mrs. Keza Sukubut. Mom and Dad is celebrating. And they're originally from Virgin Gulf. I couldn't even pronounce this. In Guyana. East Bank or West Bank, boy? Hey, sister, give me a call. 416-620-1778. I want to make sure we do this right. Virgin Gen. I don't know where in Guyana. First time I'm hearing about this one. But check this out. They're 96 and 92 respectively. Mom and Dad, both 96 and 92. And they're celebrating this week indeed. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm not on air, right?
Yes, you are, brother. Hold on. Hello, who we have on the line? Well, they're celebrating, and of course, greetings and best wishes are coming to you from your 10 children, your sons-in-law, your 27 grandchildren, 27 great-grand. Wow, 27 great-grand, 27 grand indeed. It's indeed a pleasure to entertain you. So if the person who sent me the greeting could give me a quick call at 416-620-1778, I would like to figure out, maybe spell it, it's V-E-R-G-E-N-O-E-G-E-N. That's a place in Guyana. Well, we have a song coming up. We'll continue with the oldies. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, brother?
I am doing very well. Just a compliment that I recently, because my work schedule changed and I started listening to 770 and you are on the air. You guys rock in playing those old Hindi music. I am not that old, but I know it's so soothing. And the way you conduct the show, I am loving it. You know what? When I moved to Canada, I was surprised to see Guyanese population. And I was more surprised to see the name of Geeta Ram Mohammed Kishore.
Yes.
And I tell you one thing. I love you for the songs you play. I love you for your voice. I just wanted to mention and congrats to the person who got 27 kids.
Yeah, grandchildren, 27, 10 children, 27 grand, 27 great grand.
God bless them.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday to them.
Thank you, brother. Hi, who we have on the line? I wish whoever is calling would stay on the line. Guys, you know, when you call and I play the music like this, I enjoy it really, because this is what I grew up with. And like the brother is saying, this is not from my time. My father used to operate a cinema in his younger days, and he grew up with Baiju Bora, Nagin, and all of those. So I know that the songs he used to play, and I grew up with it, and that's my introduction really to Indian music. So I know the oldies from Mela and all of those. So thank you, brother, for calling and encouraging us. I'm glad to know that somebody's enjoying it, so we would continue. Hello, and who we have on the line?
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wal jannah.
Wow, how are you doing, buddy? That place where that couple came from is Virgin Nugent.
Virgin Nugent, it sounds like a German tongue.
No, it's Virgin Nugent in West Demerara.
Virgin, how do you pronounce it?
Virgin Nugent.
Virgin Nugent. Virgin Nugent. Yeah. Thank you, brother. Hello, who we have on the line?
Hi, Richard.
You know,
hi, Richard. Good afternoon. My name is Basil Ramnarayan. I'm just calling to let you know that man, Kayser, I am from the village. I grew up in the village. Okay. It's called Virgin Nugent, and they call it Virgin Nugent Long Dam. But no people call it Vege. It's like a short version.
Okay.
But I know that man. I grew up with him. I know his children. I'm from the village. And
okay, so you're the right person. I was grabbing all the lines quickly, hoping his daughter would answer. But yes, what? You and I are going to do this. Now, I've never heard of that place before. I heard about Pola, Blackbush Pola, Parika, Reading Hoop. I mean, many others, right?
But this is 4 miles east. When you're going down towards Parika.
Okay, well, I know Parika by the selling. I've been there. I spent some time. Right. So this is the first time I heard about Rumzek. I heard about Hog Island. But talking about this gentleman, you know, he's turning 96, I believe?
Yes, I knew him as a little boy. My brother and him had rice fields before. We are all from the village and the church and
good.
Everything else.
No, he's listening. So here's what. Let's dig up some memories. We have a few minutes left. Let's dedicate it to this, him and his couple. So tell me what you remembered about him and describe the area in which he was from.
Well, they call it like it's opposite the cemetery. We call it Virgin Nugent Long Dam.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they were living. But the new highway that they built, it's on the other side, and this where they were living is called the old road towards the ocean, right? So my I grew up with his sons, Lalo and Buddy and all his other, you know, friends like that, you know. We were all like rice farmers, my father, and I like, you know, do vegetables and all that stuff, and having cows that do sell the milk and things like that, you know.
Well, you know, for example, I remember one of my grandfather's neighbor. I can't remember his name, but he was always dressed in a long sleeve white shirt, had on those Wilson's hat, khaki pants.
Yeah.
Now, this fella, you remembered him. You sound much younger than he is. You remember the way he was, tall, short, trapped.
Well, he was like about, I would say, 6'4" or something.
Big guy.
Yes, but they were very, very nice people because we all grew up with it. Actually, you know what they used to call his cows? Daiko.
Daiko? my grandfather had a bull, they used to call him Belgium, and when I had my black Cherokee and I had a bush bind of back, I call it Belgium because of my grandfather. So, you know, back in those days, you had cattle and cows and the big bull that would pull the cart. It was one of the envy of others who had. So, you know, it's something that a lot of people would be proud of, their animal, right?
The good thing about those villages like Tushin, Virgin Nugent, Philadelphia, and Greenwich Park, and Barnwell, we are like family. Everybody is like family. Everybody knows each other.
That's right, and I'm glad to see that you're listening and you're from the same village and remember. So listen, listening.
I was listening to you last week and we were talking about the railway. I retired from TTC.
You're the guy, yes.
Yeah, Richard, you're doing a fine job, and
but Tiana,
when you get into little arguments and when you say that, you know, things disgust you, but other than that, you're a great guy.
Listen, Mamo, it's not a matter of argument. I speak neutral, and you know, I hate, and that's just me, and I, you know, not because I'm on the host, I shouldn't have an opinion. I have an opinion, and when I see people pretending to be who they are not. And I speak up for the downtrodden. I speak up for the... You know with me? Recently, I went out. Everybody, you know what it is? People figure Richard Azzi is very popular. Well, you know me because I have a radio program. I have a TV show. So, Richard, yes, you know, come, have a seat. But if I'm with somebody who is black or somebody who is poor, or they wouldn't bring them in, you know, and I walk away from people like that. You see, because it so happened that I am popular, but that doesn't mean to say that I am without flaw and fault. But you're watching to see the people who are with me and treat them because they might be on African descent, or they might be poor, or they wouldn't dress properly. You treat them and discard them. I don't like them. Move away from me. So
yes,
I am one of those. I'm not a rich man. I'm not a poor man, but at the same time, I am very, very conscious of the way people are treated. So when I see you want to play big shot, I stop going to take ads from anybody who have me sitting and waiting for money. I am not coming here begging with a cat. And you know what? This program costs lots and lots of money. But I made up my mind. I am not going to kiss nobody's ass and beg for no money. I'm going, you want to advertise, I advertise and do your job for you. But so those so-called big shot and want to play rich people, move away from Nemi. Don't come wrong with your stupidity. So when I see people talking like, oh, 1 minute they're supporting, and when they want to real show the colors, they're hiding. But when the man win, they're ready to line up with him.
Yeah, well, Mr. Keza and my dad and now a lot of people in the villages and surrounding area, we're all humble people. We all know each other. And the main thing we've been taught on in those areas is not what you have, but who you are as a person.
You know, brother, that's what I like, and that's what I believe. And you know, when I come on this program and I talk and I boast about Guyanese are the most humble people and most hospitable people, I get into trouble for it. But you know why I say that? Whenever I go to any Guyanese business or their home, first thing first, eat.
Yeah.
Eat. Before you talk, come eat. Drink something. And they, I am telling you, I'm not ashamed. They always treat me with love and respect. And I've seen that every... I know people, Guyanese would say, not all Guyanese, so you know. But maybe I haven't met or run into those that are like that. But I say... So when I talk the good things, why people would say, Richard, you know, you talk your mind and speak the truth. It's the same way when I speak the truth and it's ugly. Accept it as the truth.
Yeah. You have an opinion, I have an opinion.
That's right. And not because I'm the host, I shouldn't vent mine.
No.
But brother, coming back to the birthday boy, you want to say something? Talk to him a little bit now. Let me play him a nice song.
Okay, yes.
And he and his wife both celebrating, right?
So both of them.
Yes,
thank you.
So go ahead. Talk to them.
This is Basil, Uncle Gerald. My dad's name was Gerald Ramnarayan. And we from... Virginia, born unfortunately in 64, we had to go live to the next village, which is Philadelphia. But you know me, Basil, and my brother had rice field next to you, Bye Bye, and George, and Sonny, and Saga, you know, and Bayo. So that's, you know, happy birthday. I know his sons and daughters and everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the memories. Happy birthday, Uncle. Let me find it. I'm going to play you another oldie. Happy birthday, Mom and Dad. From all your children, and especially your daughter who sent a message, she was choking up and couldn't talk, but she loved you and she wanted to say, Mom and Dad, happy birthday. We all love you. Mwah! Hello.
Hello, my friend. I like your program.
Thank you, brother. Hello.
Hey, sir. Is Brother Roy again?
Hi, Brother Roy.
I'm from that village, Bajinujan, born and Roy.
Oh, so you know the gentleman?
You can know my grandfather. My grandfather was Kuknanan. I left there when I was young. But my father and that, I know Uncle Cesar.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, we can... Thank you.
The best village on the West Coast.
The best village on the West Coast, like that. Thank you, Brother Roy. As we get close to the end of the program, let's see if we could take this last call. Hello.
Brother Richard, assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam, brother.
How are you, brother? I must say that your program is full of joy, happiness, and love.
But that's what I hope people get. I didn't want a song, like the brother said, when I get into argument. I don't. And when I song, it's not about fighting and arguing on this program. I love everybody, so I hope I doesn't come across that way. And if I do, I apologize.
No, your program, as I said, is full of love. So, Mohabbat, so may Allah bless you to continue with this program, inshallah. And in terms of Irfan, I totally agree that we have to show balance. And when we always fight and tug and fight each other, and this is not a way to go. In the end, as you said, if the man win, and we hope and pray, inshallah, he would win, then what are you going to do? So I think that we should throw our support, put our differences behind him, whether it's an in land or all. We all had expectation, but the expectation, it is what it is. So let's support the man and hopefully win, inshallah.
Well, we do, and you know what I would like to say too, that as former President Barjagdeo indicated, that the PPP Civic has to take a new look now, and they will be reaching out to other ethnic group in the Guyanese population. And it's something we need to, because you can't survive in this divide and rule that we have been seeing, not only in Guyana, but in Trinidad also, where the East Indian parties and then the Afro Trinidadian parties have been, you know, polarizing the communities, and we need to fix that. So we do hope, and I think Irfan could do that. He's young, and it's a young group that we have to, a demographic that we have to attract now to vote. And to the East Indian population, they are not as enthusiastic as the others to go out and vote. When we have the Amerindian party group, parties now forming, and they're fragmenting, a lot of other communities are pulling away. We need to make sure that we have a strong 100% major representation, a majority government in power now. So I think I wish everybody would, you know, could see that and know what's going to happen if they didn't support one of the two bigger parties.
And absolutely, speaking of Trinidad, I just came back from Trinidad last Monday, and I tell you, things are rough there. People have no jobs, and some people are complaining that they have no food. So we hope and pray, inshallah, things improve with them.
Inshallah, indeed. Well, you had a good time?
Alhamdulillah. I went to see my father-in-law, and he did all right.
Well, let me see if we could wrap up, because I have to leave soon and make room for the other guy coming in. But brother, thank you very, very much.
Okay, brother.
To the birthday boy and birthday girl, here's some more music. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, friends, with that music in the background, it brings us close to the end of yet another program. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget you could download the app E-Awaz Official, and you can watch the TV program on your telephone, E-Awaz Official. And again, we are on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Rogers 129 Bell 583. To advertise, please call me 416-832-7293. Thanking God Almighty for making it all possible, you for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. Until next time, be safe. I love you all. Dhanyavaad, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum.
Views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
Inspired by the past, informed by the present, and aspiring towards the future, introducing King Toronto, the most innovative and exciting new mixed-use development in the heart of the entertainment district. A collaboration between Westbank, developer of Shangri-La Toronto, and global architectural innovator Bjarke Ingels Group. Four pixelated glass block mountains with a central courtyard and 200,000 square feet of luxury retail. Be part of the most talked about project in Toronto. Homes starting from the mid-700s. Register now for priority access. KingToronto.com.
ਗ੍ਰੋਸਰੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਉੱਤਮ ਸੇਵਾਵਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਸਬਜ਼ੀ ਮੰਡੀ ਦੀ ਚੌਥੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਮਿਸਿਸਾਗਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਨਿਊ ਤੇ ਬ੍ਰਿਸਟਨ ਰੋਡ ਦੇ ਕੋਰਨਰ ਤੇ ਖੁੱਲ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ। ਹਰੀਆਂ ਤਾਜ਼ੀਆਂ ਸਬਜ਼ੀਆਂ, ਫਲ, ਨਿਯਮਿਤ ਬੇਕਰੀ ਅਤੇ ਗ੍ਰੋਸਰੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਹਰ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਵਸਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਖਰੀਦਦਾਰੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਰੈਸਟੋਰੈਂਟ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਖਾਣਾ ਵੀ ਖਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਕੇਟਰਿੰਗ ਦਾ ਖਾਸ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧ। ਗ੍ਰੈਂਡ ਓਪਨਿੰਗ ਸੇਲ ਦੀਆਂ ਘੱਟੋ ਘੱਟ ਕੀਮਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਲੈਣ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ 1525 ਬ੍ਰਿਸਟਨ ਰੋਡ ਵੈਸਟ, ਫੋਨ ਨੰਬਰ 905-560-6999, 905-567-6999।
ਅਜੀ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਥੋੜੀ ਬਿਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਜੱਚਦਾ।
ਸੋਡੀ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਤੇ ਵੱਡੇ ਸ਼ੋਰੂਮਸ ਵਾਲੀ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਿ ਵਧੀਆ ਹੰਡਰਡ ਸਾਰ ਫਰਨੀਚਰ ਤੇ ਡੈਕੋਰੇਟਿਵ ਆਈਟਮ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਰੀਜਨੇਬਲ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਤੇ ਵੇਚ ਰਹੇ। 4 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਲਈ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਵਿਆਜ ਤੇ ਫਾਈਨੈਂਸਿੰਗ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਚ 74 ਡੈਵਨ ਰੋਡ ਜਾਂ 142 ਕੈਨੇਡੀ ਰੋਡ ਸਾਊਥ ਤੇ ਪਹੁੰਚੋ। ਦੋਨੋ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਦਾ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਨੰਬਰ 9058747171।
ਡਾਈਵੋਰਸ ਜਾਂ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਦੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਔਖੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸ਼ਖਸ ਨਾਲ ਲੜ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਘਰ, ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨੇ। ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਰਟੀ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਕਸਟਡੀ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਦੌਲਤ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ।
SNS ਲੋਅਰਸ ਕੋਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ। ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ SNS ਲੋਅਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000।
Inspired by the past, informed by the present, and aspiring towards the future. Introducing King Toronto, the most innovative and exciting new mixed-use development in the heart of the entertainment district. A collaboration between Westbank, developer of Shangri-La Toronto, and global architectural innovator Bjarke Ingels Group. Four pixelated glass block mountains with a central courtyard and 200,000 square feet of luxury retail. Be part of the most talked about project.